Pemberton's men's shed is set to get a newly renovated home after 6 years in operation. The group, which currently uses a trailer in the middle of the Lions Villas at 7420 Flint Street as a base, is inviting everyone in Pemberton to the renovated space's official opening on May 4. MP Patrick Weiler, MLA Jordan Sturdy, Pemberton Mayor Mike Richman and Squamish-Lillooet Regional District Area C Director Russell Mack will be in attendance. Representatives from the BC and Canadian Men's Shed Associations will also be there on the day. The men's shed movement originally began in the 90s in Australia, and has since spread to more than 12 different countries. The concept tackles feelings of isolation felt by elderly men, particularly in rural areas like Pemberton. It allows men to socialize over brown bag lunches, fishing and ski trips, while also working on construction projects around Pemberton. Treasurer Richard Majeni said Pemberton's men's shed was one of the first of its kind in the province. At the time, we were only the third or fourth men's shed in BC, he said. We ended up starting the men's shed as a tools library, but we had the men's shed concept around that. It is based on addressing the loneliness faced by people after their retirement. It offered an option to senior men to get out of their lonely situations, meet other people and participate in various things together, Majeni added. The men come together to participate and work together shoulder to shoulder. That's crucial. The idea has exploded across Canada, with now more than 50 men's sheds in BC alone. Majeni explained COVID-19 caused delays to the group's long-term plans. During COVID, we went very quiet because it was difficult to meet, he said. Thankfully, the group has come back stronger than ever. Grants from the United Way, as well as provincial and federal government programs, have allowed the group to upgrade its space. We took over a facility that the senior women had been using as an exercise facility. It was a double trailer, said Majeni. We arranged with the Lions Club to take it over as our permanent home. Grants have allowed us to upgrade this facility and use it as workshop. This is what we have been striving for. We weren't previously able to achieve this as we didn't have the money. The group is hoping more members will join in the fun. We get together most Wednesdays for a brown bag lunch, said Majeni. We get together at the rec center, we have lunch, play a little bit of pool and exchange stories. That's the main activity we have had over the last while. We currently have about 17 members. We are hoping it will become much larger once we get our workshop opened. While the group may now have a new space, it is their unique friendship that sets them apart from other local organizations. The men have each other's backs and look out for each other in any way they can. We have become good friends, which would not have happened without it, said Majeni. We hike, we fish, we go bike riding together, skiing, kayaking, golfing, all of those things. That's what it's all about. A kitted-up workshop will allow the men to build on their previous successes. In the past, we have done community projects like building birdhouse kits for the children on Canada Day. We have done this 2 years in a row, said Majeni. We put together around 75 kits. The children gathered around the floor of the community center and put them together with their parents. That was very successful. For more details or to get involved, email pvmss.v2@gmail.com.